Nice.
Oh yeah, this is always at a finger's distance. Nan sute tsuchata. Yeah, it's great.
Sute tsuchata.
God, I love how fucking Yuri this show is. Like, when they made the fucking little bean joke, I was like, whoa. Like, they're going in. This is another level of Yuri.
Yeah, I agree. I don't go into the shows for the undertones. I want them to fucking go all out.
Yeah, this isn't undertones. It's munching rug. It's fucking...
Yeah, like, you know, it's not quite Sakura Trick, but they did very well.
Oh, man. I forgot about Yuri Physics.
I think Summonon did the calculations on that. It was funny.
It was great. I think it was something like...
They're gonna fucking die when they land, but they, like, can do it.
Yeah, the bigger chick's breasts, like, had the gravitational pull equivalent to the sun to be able to, like, flip her around like an axle and land on the other balcony. Oh, man, somebody posted Okasan ass.
Ooh.
Great.
Cake.
Have you ever read the Ane Narumono doujins, or the elder sister-like one? The one that Pochi drew?
I can't. I don't think so. I recognize the artist name, but, you know, Pochi draws a lot of stuff.
There's a scene where she, this older girl is SSing, and she, like, tears a hole in jeans, and he fucks her through jeans, and she's, like, a fat ass in jeans. And it's, like, something I never knew I needed, but I did. And when I saw it, I was like, wow, this is a whole new world. It's so good.
Every doujin is a new fetish waiting to be discovered.
It's true.
Well, I've probably taken up enough of your time.
Oh, somebody posted the calculations in the thread.
Oh, the physics?
Yep.
There it is.
They're saying that, like, the force of movement required to make that fall the way they did is 289 miles per hour, and both of them would have been fucking paced when they hit the deck.
That reminds me of the Force of 1,000 Suns thing that had all the calculations done. I think that I have that lying down somewhere. I can throw it in the thread.
Glorious. One of the better things that A did in its later years. Before reclining into becoming an insane old man rocking on its chair.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. Sometimes I visit it, but...
Play some Muv Luv music, too.
It's mostly seasonal.
Once in a while, I go poke my head in to see if anything interesting is happening, and the answer is pretty much always no.
I remember, I think it was like a month or two ago, somebody was running on a quest on it, which was kind of interesting, but...
The mods let that happen?
That was all I saw. Yeah, they just let it happen, and it was cool. It was a drawfag quest. They were running it fast enough to keep it above water, so it was just, like, cool. And I was just kind of saying, like, maybe it'll bring new users to quest, but no, nothing ever brings new users to quest.
No.
Board I still use just because it's super niche content. And all the other sites for Choose Your Own Adventures are pretty shit.
Well, at least you have Dungeon AI now.
Oh yeah, Dungeon AI is pretty cool. I use that a bit. I haven't used that in a long time, but I remember I grabbed some porn prompt and then